Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
What will further interest rate cuts mean for mortgage holders after years of steep increases? How many houses should the government be building? How many will it actually build? Well, these and many other issues will be discussed today at the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland annual National Banking Conference. And the CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation, Brian Hayes, joins me from there right now. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, good morning, Claire.
So we had that ECB rate cut and analysts are suggesting that there will be two more this year. Will that mean cheaper mortgages for people?
Well, we're clearly in a new phase in the interest rate cycle. Obviously, the decision that was taken by the ECB last week is a welcome decision for the economy. Anytime where key monetary indicators from central banks are reducing rates, it's good for investment and it's good for general confidence levels within the economy. Their next meeting, as you know, is in July, and we'll have to wait and see what they do in terms of future projection. So we'll have to wait and see. But I suppose the immediate response is in terms of the tracker, those who are on tracker mortgages, which will be down by 0.5. And it should be also highlighted, Claire, and there's a technical readjustment that the ECB have made for tracker mortgage holders of another 0.35% in September. So tracker customers will see that effectively 0.6 of a reduction over the next number of months. And we'll wait and see what happens in other parts of the market.
But you're not saying that there will be lower interest rates on offer when it comes to variable and fixed rates?
Well, we're already beginning to see actually lower fixed rate products. That happened before the 25 basis point reduction by President Lagarde last week. I think the industry more generally should be judged by its actions. I mean, over an 18-month period, as your listeners will know, Claire, the ECB rate went up by 4.5%, the biggest hike of core rates at any stage in the ECB's history. Yet over that period of time for new mortgages, the increase on average across the Irish banking sector was 1.5%. The third lowest transmission of interest rates over that 18-month, 24-month period happened in the Irish market. So I think it happened for two reasons. One, there's still significant competition for new mortgages and for new products across the industry, and that's good because we need competition. But the other reason is that no one likes to hear. I think the sector, you know, at a bank-by-bank, non-bank-by-non-bank level, we're very conscious of the inflationary pressures that consumers and their customers were under. So they didn't pass through the rates.
Well, the savers were disappointed that in some cases they weren't seeing the benefit of it either.
Well, there's 880,000 odd mortgage payers in the country. It's the biggest single payment every single month for most of those people. Between tracker rates, variable rates and fixed rates, the facts are that the third lowest pass-through of the ECB rate rise happened in the Irish market. And that's the facts. And you can dress it up or dress it down any way you like, but the truth is the sector, and especially Irish banks, were very conscious of the pressures that people were under. Now, you might say, on the other side, we certainly it looks like we're slightly behind where the EU average is, but in the last number of months, that's come up quite a bit. And you could argue, you know, what 90% of the savers 90% of the savings are owned by 10% of the public. You know, I think banks took a very fair and balanced view over the past 2 years in that very difficult inflationary environment to be aware of where their customers were and the evidence supports that.
So the savers really are not going to, there's not enough of them really. They don't represent enough of your customer base to pass that on, whereas the mortgage people, you need to hold on and look after them. Is that the message that you want to send?
No. There's a balanced approach that banks have to take to this because they also want people to keep deposits because, you know, a great deal of mortgages in the retail banking sector today are written through deposits. So they're very keen to keep savers and depositors. It's the other side of the balance sheet. But what I'm saying is that, you know, there's a fairness and approach that has to be deployed here on both sides of the balance sheet.
All right.
And in other markets, the full extent are close to the full extent of the ECB rate rise happened. It didn't happen in Ireland.
Listen, Brian, how did you feel about the Taoiseach Simon Harris wagging the finger at your members about passing on the interest rate reduction to your customers?
Well, the Taoiseach is entitled to speak to anyone he likes, Claire, and he's entitled to say what he likes. But I'm also aware that he's aware of the facts, and I've just said them to you and to your listeners. You know, this isn't 2008, 2009. The banking industry is in a totally different position. It's been very well managed in the past number of decades. We've moved to a totally new position, a more consolidated position, because other international retail players have left the market.
Well, he doesn't feel that way. If he thinks he has to come out and say publicly that, you know, you need to be told, your members need to be told to pass this on.
Well, what I'd say is this. I mean, the Minister of Finance speaking at our conference this morning, and he repeated a message he said last week. He highlighted the fact that price decisions are commercial decisions for individual entities. You know, those pricing decisions, banks are legally prohibited under competition law by having some kind of public signalling to anyone, be they politicians, journalists, or even industry bodies like ourselves. Mm-hmm. So he was making the point that these are commercial decisions. But he also said, and he repeated it again this morning, that he wants the benefits to be passed on. We heard that message loud and clear. And the minister said this morning that he asked lenders to treat people in a fair way. And
well,
I think I've demonstrated already that we've done that.
My question to you is, do your members need to be told that? And I do understand that Michael McGrath was more nuanced in his message. I heard him on the News at One once Simon Harris had made that call. But do you get offended by politicians like Simon Harris wagging the finger at you, as I say, and telling you to pass these benefits on?
Listen, Claire, I don't get offended by lots of things. And certainly politicians and the government is a key stakeholder for the banking industry. We do a lot together. First Home Scheme, for instance, half the equity came from the Irish banks. You saw what we did during the COVID pandemic. You saw what we did when it came to the transition of over 2 million accounts when the banks were leaving. We work very closely with government as a key stakeholder. The government is more than entitled to set out its view. It's more than entitled to meet different industry figures. And communication is both ways, and we want to hear what they have to say, and I suspect they want to hear what we have to say.
Now, on the bank levy, this proposal from Sinn Féin that they would increase it to about 400 million euro, that's a policy that could be adopted by any other future government. I mean, the banks might feel that they need to keep their noses clean with politicians in order to avoid that happening.
Well, I mean, more generally, if one sector is picked for purposes of a levy, the question will be asked, why aren't all sectors picked for that purpose? And I think the point has to be made, you know, yes, bank profitability back. You could argue, as a regulator said recently in Europe, bank profitability is on the mend after 10 years of dulled, aren't 3 years, no profitability. And bank profitability is important, Claire. Without profitability, you don't have capital. Without capital, you can't lend. The message from our conference this morning, if we're going to get up from 35,000 homes to 50,000 homes, we need more capital in the system. And profitability is a key driver for organic capital across the banking sector. So profitability is back in the last year or two, but it's a very cyclical business. And, you know, if decisions are taken on bank levies in some kind of, you know, the bank levy becomes some kind of game of chicken between the government and the opposition, who can raise it more? It doesn't send out a very positive message about the landscape. It doesn't send out a positive message about new entries to the market. Yeah. And what we need more than anything is a consistency of public policy approach. And the levy does nothing for that, quite frankly.
Now, from your own figures, we see there's an overall slowdown, Brian, in mortgage drawdowns. There's a drop in volume and values across all of the mortgage categories. Are you concerned about that? What's it telling you?
Yeah, that's largely, Claire, down to the slowing down last year's in switching. So what happened was, before the ECB rate rise over 2 years ago, a huge number of people switched to fixed rate products. So about 66% of the total loan book at the moment, Claire, is fixed. And we think about 40% of people saw no increase in mortgage rates over the course of the last number of years. They were fixed. So huge numbers of people switched before and at the start of the ECB rate rise. And one of the big drivers behind that, the low level of activity, is the switching. I think that will come back. I think once ECB rates move, once there's more competition,
But there was a huge drop in the number of new mortgages taken out, though, as well, wasn't there, in the first quarter compared to the same time last year?
Yeah, but mostly because of switching, and also because I think a lot of people were standing by, looking at the market and seeing when would interest rates move. And now that we've had this first indication from the ECB, we'll have to wait and see what happens throughout the year. That may bring more stability. Francis Rouhan, who was speaking at our conference this morning, made the point that people like to see certainty and direction. And now that certainty in terms of the interest rate cycle is there, I think you'll begin to see a pickup. The other point is, you know, we'd do more mortgages if we had more homes. And whilst it's good that certainty commencements are up and the construction sector is moving, we got to 33,000 new units last year. We'll provide more mortgages if we got more homes onto the market. And there's some sense as well in the second-hand market that there's a drying up there in the last year or so. So hopefully we're going to see more activity this year and get more mortgages out there. But we think the big driver has been on switching. And I do think, you know, as rates ultimately begin to fall and there's movement across the system, you're going to see more switching activity and you'll see more competition, and that's ultimately good for the sector.
And is there much confidence around at your conference that supply is coming on stream?
Well, we had a very good assessment from Michael O'Flynn, who's been on your programme on many occasions, and from the construction industry. You know, the challenge is enormous here. At the moment, as a country, the minister alluded to this, I think we're spending about $13 billion last year, between $8 billion provided by private sector banks and other private sector capital formation institutions, and about $5 billion from the state. That's about $13 billion. In order to get to 50,000 new homes a year, Claire, we need to get that, you know, envelope of investment every year to about $20 billion. So the question is, are we as a sector going to respond to that? Because it's a very capital-intensive industry.
Okay. All right, Brian, we're out of time, so we need to leave it there. I'll let you get back to your conference, but thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Brian Hayes there from the Banking and Payments Federation.